Hello again, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Box Center Podcast. This is episode 4 of the 2014 season, and I'm your host, Kevin Gammon, managing news editor of Drum Corps Planet, the largest independent news and discussion site for the Drum and Bugle Corps activity. And yes, I did say Drum and Bugle Corps, but as some of you may have heard, a little something happened over the past weekend. DCI held its Rules Congress. We will talk about what that something was at the Rules Congress later on in the show. But first, let's talk about how you can contact Box Center, because I'm sure a lot of you have some stuff to talk about now. First of all, email. Please email the show at editor@dcpnews.com. Once again, that's editor@dcpnews.com. Positive, negative comments are appreciated as long as they are well thought out, well written, and don't bash anybody in particular. We're not here to be mean. Second of all, you also have the option of contacting us through Skype. Username Kevin Gammon, K-E-V-I-N-G-A-M-I-N, all one word. That's me, by the way. That's my Skype name. Leave a message, and I'll play it on the show. Same thing with my phone number, 330-441-4553. Call that number, leave a message, I'll play it on the show. In the Drum Corps Planet discussion forums, there will be a thread open for this podcast shortly after I post it up on the front page. Be watching for that. And finally, the Box Center Podcast Facebook fan page. Just go to Facebook.com, search for Box Center Podcast, and you will find it. There will be places for you to leave your thoughts there as well. Like I said, there's going to be plenty of things to discuss, and I do want your feedback. I want to know what you think about this weekend's announcement. So what was this weekend's announcement? Well, let's roll back a little bit to what exactly was happening this past weekend. DCI held their annual business meeting, and they were held in Phoenix, Arizona, and they were held over the weekend, and there were rules proposals, as there are every year. One of those rules proposals, and it's the only one that was actually voted on, was a proposal from James Mason, Madison Scouts Artistic Director, and sponsored by Chris Komnick, the Executive Director of the Madison Scouts. And the proposal is as follows, or was as follows. This is a change in instrumentation. This is a change section 4.6.1 in the DCI rules. The rule will now state, by the word bugle, as used herein, is any traditionally defined brass instrument pitched in any key where a sound is produced by the vibration of the player's lips and a tubular resonator. Note there's no reference to valves. Note there's no reference to which direction the bell faces. It can be any brass instrument. Obviously, trumpets were already in, but now you can have cornets as well, which technically you could have had anyways, because they were bell front and valved. But you can also have slide trombones now. You can have sousaphones. You can have French horns. And obviously, this rule change will not affect the 2014 season too large, because most corps have already set their instrumentation for the season, and it would cost too much money on a short notice to switch instruments unless they really want to do it, but we'll see if that happens. What you will most likely see in 2014 are the use of solo instruments, such as trombones and French horns, possibly up in the front, and in the case of a French horn, probably mic'd to get the full sound. Needless to say, there's going to be, and there already has been, a lot of discussion about this. My opinion, I'm going to keep to myself during this podcast. You can check my website, check Facebook, check any other social media that I'm on to find out how I feel about this. And before you go thinking that I am upset about this, I would not say that. I am neither excited nor upset. But this is a major change, again, to the activity. And what does this mean for DCI? Hard to say. And a lot of people, again, have a lot of opinions. If you have an opinion, we'd like you to please submit it. Do it on here. Do it on Drum Corps Planet. Do it on social media. Do it on your website. Write it down. Send it to your editor. Letter to the editor. Send it to Drum Corps World. Go to the bar with a bunch of friends and talk about it. The best way to determine what this rule is going to do is to discuss it. And of course, to discuss it means to do it in a calm and rational manner. Not to fly off the handle. Flying off the handle will not get you where you want to be, whether you like it or not, no matter how good it feels. So please, discuss, be informed, and think things through before you speak your mind. Now, let's get to the actual front page story on Jormcor Planet. We don't have a front page story for the DCI rules change because they have not released the new rules change on their website yet. And rest assured, I'm sure we'll be putting something up there as soon as they do. But we do have something from Preston Scout House. Roy Wilson, who is the public relations guy for Scout House, put this out to us last week, and it is about the new Scout House music for the 2014 field show. Preston Scout House members will feel a touch of nostalgia when they take field show spectators on a musical visit to the land of make-believe this summer. The land of make-believe was the motto written on the proscenium arch of the theater on the upper floor of the Scout House building in the 1940s, when first Preston Scout Troop members would perform original skits and songs written by band director Wilf Bloom. Other new numbers to be featured in the band's 2014 field show include the Central Melody from Jupiter, one of the seven orchestral pieces making up the planets by Gustav Holst, and Mizerlou, a Greek folk song with cult status in five different styles of music: Greek folk music, Middle Eastern belly dancing, Jewish wedding music, African surf rock, and orchestral easy listening. Both Land of Make-Believe and Mizerlou have been arranged for Scout House by well-known teacher and arranger Dave McKinnon. Jupiter, which will be played as a warm-up number at the beginning of field shows, is arranged by Scout House brass instructor and music coordinator Gord Kupski. Mizerlou will be the opening number on the field, and Land of Make-Believe will be a moving concert. Holst, born in Cheltenham, England in 1874, composed the planets as a series of mood pictures after being introduced to concepts of astrology. The suite, written from 1914 to 1916, represents the progression of life with each planet having an astrological characteristic. Jupiter is the bringer of jollity, representing the prime of life. The central melody is familiar to today's audiences as a patriotic hymn, including the words, "I vow to thee my country." Mizerlou was first performed as a Greek folk song in 1927. The melody was probably composed through collaboration of band members, with the lyrics likely written by the band's leader. Mizerlou is a Greek word referencing to a Muslim Egyptian woman. The lyrics of the desert love song portray a cross-faith, cross-race affair, which have been very controversial at the time. The lyrics describe lovers crossing the desert to be together. The final lines are, "Old temple bells are calling across the sand. We'll find our kismet answering love's command. You, Mizerlou, are a dream of delight in the night. To an oasis sprinkled by stars above, heaven will guide us, Allah will bless our love." Mizerlou was performed by many North American swing bands in the 1940s and was widely used as an accompaniment to Middle Eastern folk dances. The song, retitled Mizerlou, and note this, the reason it's retitled is because it was spelled differently, M-I-S-I-R instead of M-I-S-E-R, reached a wider, younger North American audience when guitarist Dick Dale's blazing up-tempo rock and roll version was featured in one of the Beach Blanket movies of the 1960s. Dale's instrumental version received another boost in popularity when it was included on the soundtrack of the 1994 movie Pulp Fiction. Land of Make-Believe is the title tune of one of Rochester jazz musician Chuck Mangione's best-known albums, written in the early 1970s when American involvement in the Vietnam War was a controversial topic across the land. Land of Make-Believe is an imagined idealized state where we can make dreams come true if we follow our hearts. It's a place where no one dies. It's a land where no one cries. And good vibrations always greet you. Lyrics name some of America's best loved fictional characters who create the good vibrations in this mythical land, including Mother Goose and her rhymes for children, The Wizard of Oz, The Seven Dwarves, Little Boy Blue, Uncle Remus, and Snow White, representing an integrated society. The call for integration is further emphasized in a reference to Martin Luther King. "In your world there was a king," he once said, "I had a dream." Scout House expects to be performance ready early in the year with two music sessions with arranger Dave McKinnon and two indoor field show practices at the Preston Scout Soccer Dome scheduled over the next 2 months. The band's early season indoor schedule includes the fourth annual exhibition appearance at the Ventures Winter Guard show and the Scout House Spring Opening Arena show in Preston, offered with no admission charge as a thank you for community support throughout the year. Scout House has already confirmed a dozen parade and field show performances for 2014 in Ontario and New York State, including the Alumni Spectacular Field Show in Rochester during the 50th anniversary Drum Corps Associates Championship Tournament on Labor Day weekend. Regular weekly practice sessions for all groups within the band are now underway. These include Silver Leaves Brass Ensemble Rehearsal Sunday morning, Brass and Percussion Sunday afternoon, Rayful Banner Spinline Practice Sunday afternoon, Mini Corps Practice Monday evenings, Color Guard Training Tuesday evening, Extra Brass and Preston Scott House Cadets Practice on Wednesday evening, and Drill Team Practice Thursday evening. For more information about Preston Scout House, contact Activities Director Nancy Weiler at telephone 519-653-3376. Email PrestonScoutHouseBand.adm@Sympatico.ca, or visit the website at www.scouthouseband.com. Once again, we thank Roy Wilson and the Preston Scout House Alumni Band for submitting this news front page feature to Drum Corps Planet. Let's take a look at what's coming up this weekend in terms of calendar events. And we have a few rehearsals. First of all, Blue Devils will be holding their February camp on Friday the 14th through Sunday the 16th. Second of all, the Mandarins will be holding two events, a brass camp on the 15th and 16th, and a spin club on the 16th. That will be held at Harriet Eddy Middle School in Soaring Oaks Drive in Elk Grove, California. Spartans will be holding their February camp on the 15th and 16th as well. That will begin at 8:30 a.m. on Saturday and end on Sunday at 4. The Nashua Boys and Girls Club will once again be the location of the camp. Guard members are reminded that this camp is for horns and percussion only. If you show up, you're going to be standing around a lot. And High Country Brass will be holding a rehearsal on Sunday, February 16th. Everyone please bring music stands, water, a pencil, comfortable clothes, and a sack lunch or other lunch plan for the meal break. Optional for this weekend but highly recommended is a binder with plastic sleeves or a folder for music and other printouts. Brass, please bring gloves, a small towel, and a mouthpiece. Percussionists, please bring sticks and mallets and practice pads if you'd like. Let's continue on with other news that has come up over the past week, starting with the World Class of Drum Corps International. First of all, our first item is from the cadets, and this is about improvements to the Westchester show, which is taking place on July 30th. When Drum Corps fans return to Farrell Stadium on the campus of Westchester University July 30th, they will be greeted by wider and more comfortable seating as five top corps bring Drum Corps back to the Greater Philly area for the end-of-season run. On Wednesday, July 30th, beginning at 7:30 p.m., the cadets will welcome the 2013 DCI World Champions, Carolina Crown, seven-time World Champions, the Cavaliers, local favorites, the Crossmen, and Jersey Surf to Drum Corps and American Tradition, presented by Pepsi, at Farrell Stadium in Westchester, Pennsylvania. More information about the show can be found at the cadets' website, yea.org. Also from the cadets, on July 6th, Magnificent PPL Park in Chester, Pennsylvania will host the return of a tradition as DCI and DCA Corps perform on the same field on the same day in celebration of Independence Day weekend and the Drum Corps activity. Cadets 2 will host the DCA portion of the show, featuring World Championship finalists the Bushwhackers, Fusion Corps, Carolina Gold, and the Windsor Regiment. You want to find out about the DCI Corps that will be at the show, obviously the cadets will be there, but go to yea.org for the rest of the news. The Blue Stars have announced their 2014 program. Home, a place, a concept, a feeling. For 50 years, people have been calling the Blue Stars home. Thousands of people have crossed our threshold and been welcomed into our family. Members, staff, volunteers, parents, and fans have all placed bricks in the foundation of hard work and excellence we strive for each year. To find out more about the 2014 Blue Stars show titled Where the Heart Is, go to bluestars.org. A decade ago, prospective members, staff, and volunteers were gathering to launch the debut season of the Academy Drum and Bugle Corps and Winter Guard. Those charter members set the course for the excellence, tradition, and values that the Academy family still holds true today. While the year 2014 is technically the Academy's 11th competitive season, it is a landmark opportunity to celebrate 10 years since the Academy team first stepped out in competition in 2004. So, this season, the Academy is calling all alumni from that inaugural season to return, as well as others from some subsequent seasons, to join together and play again. More information about the Academy Alumni Reunion Project can be found at arizonaacademy.org. Former U.S. Band's volunteer coordinator Ashley Pittman has joined Yay's development team as Associate Director of Donor, Volunteer, and Alumni Relations. The recent departure of Brad Martin, our former Director of Development, gave us the opportunity to add to the team as well as give Cadets alum Ashley Pittman the opportunity to act as liaison to our donors and alumni with whom she has so much in common. That's from CEO George Hopkins. You can read more about George's comments as well as more about Ashley Pittman at the YEA.org website. And this is a very Cadets and YEA-centric section here, but that's because they've put a lot of announcements out in the past week, so we'll just keep on going with them. The 2014 Drum Corps season will get its Jersey debut on June 28th, when the Cadets and Cadets 2 co-host an early season showcase at Jackson Liberty High School in Jackson, New Jersey. Returning to Jackson for the fourth consecutive year, the 2014 event features corps from the DCI World Class, DCI Open Class, DCA, and alumni ranks in an entertaining 8-corps lineup of diverse style. More information about the Jackson, New Jersey show on June 28th can be found at YEA.org. Are you visiting the Bay Area to attend DCI West on June 21st? Stay with fellow BD fans at the Stanford Park Hotel. They have a block of rooms available. If you're interested in getting one of those rooms, head to Facebook and look at the Blue Devils, and you'll find out how to do so. The Crossmen wrapped up another great rehearsal camp this past weekend at James Madison High School in San Antonio. Despite some less-than-ideal winter weather conditions to kick off the weekend on Friday, the temperatures rose throughout the weekend, ending on Sunday with a glorious 70-degree weather. This weekend included a visit from Brass Ranger Chuck Nafir, as well as design consultant and resident rock star Al Chez. More information about the Crossman's January camp wrap-up can be found at crossman.org. The Madison Scouts are announcing a scholarship opportunity for league-quality trumpet players with extended range. Join the Corps this summer as they bring the music of Stan Kenton and Don Ellis to the audiences around the nation. This year's show features extended opportunities for lead players to show off their chops with incredible solo and ensemble work. If you're interested in marching with the Madison Scouts and you're an upper lead soprano, or just a lead soprano for that matter, there are opportunities for you to get a scholarship to march with the Corps. Go to Madison Scouts' Facebook page to find out more. Hey, everyone that has to do taxes, which is every single member of the American population listening to this show, I'm willing to bet you. The Oregon Crusaders are partnering with H&R Block on a referral program that also helps Oregon Crusaders. The Corps gets $20 for every new referral. This is a referral program that takes place nationwide. If you're going to use H&R Block, you'll want to go to Oregon Crusaders' Facebook page, get the link to the PDF file, which contains the code. They have a flyer that you can hand out and print out, or just use the code for yourself. Anytime that code is used at any participating H&R Block office in the nation, Oregon Crusaders get a $20 referral fee. Back to the Cadets. Chambersburg Area High School's fan-friendly Trojan Stadium will again host Drum Corps, an American tradition, on Friday, June 27th, as the Cadets kick off their 2014 home show series with a 4-corps lineup of DCI World Championship finalists and a brand new format subtitled Hashtag The Fan Show, presented by McDonald's. And yes, there is a hashtag. After traditionally judged performances by the Cadets, Bluecoats, Boston Crusaders, and Spirit of Atlanta, each corps will re-enter the field for an encore performance of their full program, this time with live commentary from the programming staff and input feedback from the fans via text, Twitter, and other social media. More information about The Fan Show, otherwise known as Drum Corps and American Tradition in Chambersburg, go to YEA.org. Ascend Performing Arts, the parent organization of the Blue Knights Drum and Bugle Corps, is seeking to hire a communications and development assistant. The ideal candidate will be a team player, but able to take initiative, have strong written and verbal communication skills, be outgoing and personable, and have an ardent interest in the performing arts. This part-time position will require working in the Jason Street office. Interested candidates should send resumes to mark@bknights.org for further information. You can also go to the Blue Knights website, and that is again at bknights.org. And our final DCI World Class announcement comes from the Academy again. The Arizona Academy of the Performing Arts, also known as just the Academy, is seeking your support to achieve our mission of building great people through great performances. The Academy is a 501c3 not-for-profit youth arts organization founded in Tempe, Arizona in 2001. Our focus combines world-class music education, excellence in performance, and tools to build tomorrow's leaders through a program which teaches both self-reliance, lifelong learning skills, and the realization of the accomplishments a group of 150 mostly Arizona student musicians and performers and what they can accomplish in a very short amount of time. More information about the Academy's scholarship opportunities for 2014 can be found at their website, arizonaacademy.org. Let's move on to DCI's Open Class. We have two announcements from Open Class this week. The first comes from Gold in California. A big thank you to all who auditioned for Gold 2014. Your attendance helped make the rounds of auditions a success. Now the 2014 journey begins. The Gold calendar will be posted shortly and will provide information for the months ahead. Our next rehearsal is Sunday, February 16th. By the way, add that to your calendar. In Orange County, please see the core website at www.golddrumcorps.org for the upcoming February rehearsal information. So congratulations to the members of the 2014 edition of Gold. Line is set. And Genesis has launched a volunteer webpage for the 2014 season. New developed for 2014 is our volunteer program, which will allow students to earn tuition credit for family volunteer time, as well as a new online volunteer sign-up. The volunteer spot button below will soon take you to the Genesis volunteer activity calendar, where you can see which volunteer opportunities are available, when, and where. The activity calendar is currently being created, and when it is ready, the link will be turned on. Please check back or email Cindy Manrique with any questions. More information can be found at the Genesis website, genesisdbc.org. And we have one DCA announcement to give, and this is straight from DCA, in fact. On January 5th, a meeting of few key local anniversary committee members took place at the Rochester Plaza Hotel headquarters for the 50th anniversary championships for DCA this coming Labor Day weekend. DCA Vice President and Championship Chairman Alan Buell acted as host, and they toured the hotel and began to piece together each of their specific areas to create something very special for this golden anniversary. It was decided that, considering the spacious confines of the main ballroom, a drum corps museum would be displayed around the perimeter of the ballroom. This will make it readily available to both the World Drum Corps Hall of Fame Induction Banquet and the Anniversary Gala, both of which will be held in this grand ballroom. You can read more about the museum and DCA's 50th anniversary plans on DCA's website at dcacorps.org. Let's move into the discussion forums and take a look at some of the top discussions that have taken place over the past week. And shocker of shockers, four of those top five involve the recent rules change. The first of the top discussions, with a whopping 774 replies since February 8th, which was Saturday, DCI membership votes overwhelmingly to allow all brass instruments in. This was started by Phil SCV, but it would have been started by somebody at some point. And as I said, 774 replies already. You may have already replied to one of these, discussion. If you have not yet, don't be shy. Well, no one else is. And all he writes is, beginning this year, trombones, French horns, and other brass instruments may now be used without any penalty or hesitation. The post was edited later on that evening by about 10 minutes, so I don't know if that said more or less or just was changed for grammar or who knows what. But obviously, the discussion has been fierce. But if you don't feel like discussing in that thread, let's go to the next one. With 112 replies, where is DCI headed? Posted by Madison Scouts Fan. And this one asks, what do you guys think the activity will be like in 2020? Now, obviously, it's not about the rules change specifically, but considering it was posted Sunday afternoon, I'm willing to bet you there was a little bit of a motivation to post this thread because of the decision made by DCI. 112 replies as of this podcast. Feel free to add your voice. Here is our non-rules change post, and this one is actually about the Blue Stars show, Where the Heart Is. And Drumman TX is the actual name, posted the full article from the Blue Stars website. And basically says, sounds like it'll be a really cool 50th anniversary show. Love anything by John Adams. By the way, John Adams is one of the musical selections. Really looking forward to this. And that has 110 replies. So a lot of people are interested in this show. Are you one of them? Get in there. Tell people what you think. Number four. 52 replies. Posted by Corband. And it's titled, Well, It Didn't Take Very Long. And he posted the Hitler finds out that DC had legalized trombones YouTube video. It was only a matter of time. Let's admit it. And our final thread comes from BM Roth 1. It's 50 replies so far. And titled, Thanks for the Memories, I'm Gone. I think you know what he's referring to. But he posts, After supporting Drum Corps for over 30 some years, I'm finally done. Take care, all. It has been a wonderful ride, but it's time to say goodbye. Love you all. And so, we have somebody that has officially stepped away. Whether temporarily or permanently, remains to be seen. If you agree with how he feels or she feels, make sure to say so. If you don't, say so, but be nice. We want to be friends here. And finally, we have a few videos that Coors have posted recently. In fact, we have three of them. The first one comes from the Cavaliers, and is entitled, The Gears Are in Motion. And this video covers their recent January audition experience and callback camp as well. So let's take a listen to what some of the highlights were for that camp.
Music, conditioning, brotherhood.
These are our winter camps, the time of the season where every core starts fresh. And for us, this is no exception.
We'll see you around.
January camp is when we start physical training, select junior officers, and we start to put the show together.
We do this early to prepare for the future and where we will be in August, looking back on our history and building on our tradition.
To check out the full video from the Cavaliers January camp, go to cavaliers.org, or you can go to their Cavaliers channel on YouTube, subscribe to it, and check out this and other videos from the Corps. Next up is from the Phantom Regiment. They have released their 2013 On the Road DVD. This is their annual tour DVD. It's an award-winning series, and this year I'm expecting to be another contender for any award that it goes up for. Let's take a listen to some of the preview video that they released recently.
It's been incredible, and I would not take back any day, any rep. I would not take back anything. I have absolutely no regrets. I did everything I could to the fullest of my ability, and I can't wait to see where it goes.
The message is simple. To grow, you must face your challenges and overcome them without hesitation. It is a tale that mirrors the thousand small stories of Drum Corps.
It'll be tough putting on the white for the last time and doing the show for the last time, because this show is kind of, for me, been my journey in Drum Corps.
The video is 3 minutes long, actually, so that's only a small snippet of what the preview is like. And, of course, you can order the full DVD from Phantom Regiment from their website at regiment.org. We have one more video for you for this week's show, and this comes from the Cadets, specifically Cadets 2. They held their rehearsal on February 1st and 2nd, and they have posted a review video from that weekend. Let's take a listen.
February 1st, 2nd camp. It's great to get a full camp in with all the kids here. Great attendance this weekend, and we're starting to do a lot of things that we need to do to make the Drum Corps happen. Percussion section's really coming along. We've really kind of bolstered that up with some recruiting that we've done. The quad thing's a lot stronger, and they're doing really well, you know, considering how fast they're learning music. And, the horn line's really coming along. They're getting stronger every rehearsal. New kids that we've picked up are very, very strong, very valuable, and they're going to definitely add to the ensemble. And then the next thing, obviously the show. We're moving on with the show. Picked up the ballad this weekend, Rocky Point Holiday, and then obviously percussion arrangements in terms of what Ian's doing and Colin's doing to kind of give it their own flavor. So it's kind of exciting.
And if you're interested in more Cadets 2 videos, be sure to check out the Youth Education YouTube channel or go to the Corps website at YEA.org for all your Cadets needs. That's all we have for this week. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week with another show, and we'll talk more about the changes in DCI that happened this past weekend. Hopefully you'll contribute to that. Once again, if you do have something to say, best way to do it, email editor@dcpnews.com, Skype me at Kevin Gammon, phone number 330-441-4553, DCP discussion threads, and the Box Center Podcast Facebook channel. Plenty of opportunity to get your thoughts out there. I will be at the Indianapolis WGI Percussion Regional this weekend, so if you're going to be at that show, please come find me and say hi. That's all we have this week. Thank you very much. I'll see you up in the box.